Well, top of the morning to you guys. When I think Femons can't make any more stupid, crazy, fake names up, they do. Well, I guess anything's better than a real job, I suppose. But this Femon here is a body activist. And as you guys know, I'm an influencer. But this Femon says she's worried about these new drugs that slim Femons down. Yeah, God forbid we make them healthy. And the popularity of oversized Femons or models is drying up. Well, of course she's concerned. She's an oversized Femon herself. And wearing probably almost a wheelbarrow of makeup. And it would be terrible if she had to find a real job. The thing is that secretly all these oversized models really do wish they were slim. But slimming down would take work. And we know how lazy Femons are. But now there's a drug. And nobody really knows what the side effects really are yet. But there'll be some. I mean, if Femons are all empowered and brave, why do they almost need help in almost everything they do? I mean, does it mean we're not going to see these lovely, attractive models anymore? Are they going to take the old slim drug and slim right down? And of course, even that will be fake. But here's another oversized Femon. Well, model, of course. They're all models, you know. And this one's got everything. She's got the tats. She's got the ring in her nose. And she's damn so attractive. And to me, she looks unhealthy. That's the biggest thing for me with oversized Femons. So what is the difference between the Femons of my day who were slim, mostly all of them were, as opposed to the Femons of today, who are mostly all big? Well, they're entitled. They're lazy. None of them really wants to have a real job where they have to work 9 to 5 every day, 5 days a week. They want everything given to them on a plate. And this Femon body activist is more worried about herself, I think, because she's going to be out of a job too. Oh, no, my dear, she'll probably find another scam. And you know a lot of these Femons are saying, well, I was born with a fat gene. There's no such thing. It's all about what you stick in your mouth and swallow. I don't know, maybe when they look back in history, this time of life and this point in time would be the most unhealthy Femons have ever been. But let's not forget, they've done it all themselves. Because they're free, they're empowered, they don't need no man. And it's a good job because men don't want them anymore. Because they become a liability, not an asset at all. I mean, let's face it, most Femons today are bloody car crashes. That's going to piss a few people off. Anyway, you take it easy, guys. Let me know what you think. Ciao.